live, and who wants more D?
I'd like D for Duncan. Yeah.
Sure, Duncan. Yeah.
D for other things? Sure, I'm in.
Sure. You know what? Both of you, why not? It's the Vocal Minority.
Yay!
Raise
your voice.
D for everybody.
It just goes on and on.
Just rains down D.
Just a lot. It's like you just every weekend, D. Like, come on.
No, we're into excess now. This is what we want. It's good.
Which do you want? Here, just gonna go.
Did you want 2 months of D?
Two months of D. Only yeah, 2 months?
It's a bit much, right, Kristen?
Every weekend?
Every weekend. When it's scheduled. D.
Oh, it's scheduled? I don't know how much I like scheduled.
You get D. You get D at your place, and you get D at when you go visiting. And
it's
just D.
Oh. I mean, that sounds reasonable, quite frankly.
I mean, I guess if, like, you know, you just want regular, sure.
Like, I mean, yeah, who doesn't like D on the regular, right? Like, that just sounds fun.
From a different person every week.
Oh, my goodness.
A different team.
According to some standings, Kristen. According to some standings, not many.
I mean.
But if you want a good time, call Toronto.
It seems like a good time.
You get the D, kids.
You get the D, ooh, kids.
Wait, I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say
Let's
the last part.
Let's reframe that, not kids.
I didn't say the last part. You didn't hear it. I deleted it. Ha. Keeping it too weird.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast. The podcast that hopes that everyone that sold their tickets to last Saturday's match got paid. Congratulations to
proud
all
of you all.
I am too. On this week's show, we do indeed celebrate another big D. That's right. We're going to talk about that shortly. Get caught up on a goal-filled weekend in the CanPL. That's where all the goals were. Look at the NSL's upcoming playoff picture. Ooh. Do some chatting about the national teams. Look ahead to the Voyagers Cup final and more. Speaking of the big D, say hello to Duncan D. Fletcher. Hi, Duncan.
It's my middle name. It's at least my middle initial. I mean, what else could the
D
stand for?
Don't ruin the mystery. Maybe it's just an initial.
What else could the D stand for?
I don't know. Speculate in the comments below.
Danger.
Danger. Ooh.
Who knows?
I like this. This is good. Yes. Duncan Danger Fletcher. Oh my God, it's a TV show waiting to happen. Or a book series. Comic book series. Ooh. Duncan, your own comic book series.
Sure.
I'll just wait for the Netflix special. So.
Adaptation,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Matt Damon as Duncan Danger Fletcher.
Matt Damon. I mean, Duncan Danger. Oh, it's not puppets. Never mind. Probably the happiest man football-wise this past weekend. Say hello to Mark Hinckley.
I mean, I predicted accurately the outcome. Toronto, that's good. In the current
bunch of teams you like didn't lose?
Yeah, one team I do like lost to a team I do like. So
also
it was great.
Like.
Yeah. Honestly, it was joy all around.
Yay.
So I'll take it.
As for me, I got to watch AFC Toronto. I got home in time for that match. It was lovely. Yay me. I watched football. Yay.
So proud.
Good job, Kristen. I really am, actually. I'm very proud of myself. I feel accomplished and like a semi-pro podcaster. So, you know. But I'll keep my amateur status. All right, I am your host, Kristen Knowles.
You've been raking in that Patreon money for years now, Kristen. Don't talk about amateur.
That goes to the whole podcast. That's for everybody. I mean, the carrot room is looking amazing, though.
That's nice.
My room entirely made of carrots. It's so pretty. It's very orange, but orange is my favorite color, so... That's just as it should be. All right. First up on this week's show is, of course, what's been happening. And we are going to start with Toronto versus Miami Vice on Saturday afternoon. Undefeated again. That incredible. Was actually pretty fun. Like, and agreed. I will. Okay. I'm going to start off by apologizing to Richie Larea. Richie, I'm sorry that I said that you were absolutely going to get a yellow card and that you were possibly going to get red carded and that you were not disciplined enough to not get a yellow card and so on and so forth. You had a very good game. Thank you very much for your efforts. I'm sorry that I doubted you. I apologize.
Quite right.
I mean, you had a better chance of being correct.
No. Do you don't understand the number of times I refreshed FOTMob just in case they forgot to put it in? Because I was trying to watch the game while I was at work. I had it on my tablet behind the cash desk, but it was busy, so I was just like, "Oh, what is it? Still 0-0. Oh, 1-0. Oh no. Oh wait, it's 1-1. Cool." And like that was what I did. I was just like, "Oh, sweet. Please don't lose." That was my main concern. But then I checked FOTMob later and I was like, wait, what? How does it not say Richie Larea? I was so confused. And then I went back and I watched the highlights and, you know, read the coverage and stuff. And I was like, oh, that was a good game, Richie. Who also set up mm-hmm. George Michael's goal.
Got himself an assist, yeah.
Yep. Lovely from Sean Johnson as well. Good game from him.
Right game.
Yeah. He needed it. Well, they've been so good solidly. They've been so solid defensively, right? For 7 games now? This is the 7th match, right? 7th tie in a row?
7 straight draw. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love it. But the best thing for this, well, the draw is the best thing. The fact that the draw streak continues, we love this. The fact that Messi did not score.
Oh my God!
Is
that not the sweetest? Is that just not the most delicious?
It truly is. Like
guess who's selling their tickets next year for this game?
I mean, people have got to, you know, people are going to keep buying tickets and keep, the, you know, people want to see him score eventually.
Eventually it's going to happen, yeah. Right? Mm. He's just going to stay in the league, right? Like, he's never leaving. So,
That's where he was playing. Yeah, looking at the thing here, I should have paid more
attention.
I know,
I thought he was still suspended. So when I saw that, I was like, wait, what? But yeah. Mm. Apparently
not. I get a bit all the sort of selfie chasing pitch invaders, you know, they steered clear of him, just went to Messi. Don't get too close to this guy.
Exactly. You get bitten, or you get bit on, or who knows.
It'd be
what's
pretty
next.
Cool to get bitten by Luis Suarez, to be honest. I'd take that.
Duncan, I have concerns. Yeah,
actually, Duncan totally would.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
it's like a vampire. You know, he bites you. He kind of like passes on his powers to you and everything. You
know. Oh, there you go.
Is it? Yeah, but is it football power or jaw power? Because
yeah, who knows?
It's the risk you're willing to take. Yeah. See what Duncan doesn't. Duncan's for all for science. What he wouldn't do to show us all.
Yes. I would, you know, get bitten, take that scar immediately to some kind of tattoo parlor and get those teeth marks like tattooed onto my skin. It's just like a permanent.
Well, you got to get him to sign the bite first because then you can get his signature tattooed on you as well.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes.
Yeah. Authenticated.
Mm. Mm.
That's ridiculous too. I love it.
You know what, speaking of the pitch invasion, because it was like kid teenager based, like I don't know, it wasn't, but I saw someone talk about the fact that, you know, oh, this shouldn't have happened in the first place, but like security took so long to respond. And I was thinking, like, compared to, well, certainly compared to probably an American stadium, but even probably, Duncan, would you say an English stadium as well? Like, you feel
absolutely. There'd be stewards
everywhere,
chasing
right?
That guy. Yeah. I'm surprised, like, Messi doesn't have his own. It's like traveling.
Just like, yeah,
stewards.
On the touch line, just raring to go. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen, like, I don't know if it's a documentary or about this hulking dude who is like, he's always watching for him. And did he get laid off? Did he get furloughed? Like, what happened to that dude? Obviously, we don't care that much about Messi's safety, so.
But
sure.
I do. It was interesting to watch, like seeing like the video of it and being like, "Yeah, why? Seriously, how is he just standing there taking a picture with him in the middle of the pitch?" Like, I was a bit like, "Come on now, security. I know this is Canada and all, we're supposed to be all polite and, you know, laid back and shit, but maybe do your job." Like, it was fine. It was literally just, but yeah, it was
sus.
That was a weird moment. Regardless, this was again another solid performance from Toronto against a team that is, you know, obviously much better, but also who had been pushing, you know, we talked about pushing for the supporter shield, had come off, you know, a very one-sided match, you know, Messi with a couple goals. They scored, I think, 4 goals in their previous match. And to come into Toronto and, you know, BMO Field up until very late in the season had been not even remotely a fortress for Toronto. But as we said, they are playing this wonderfully boring, competent football down the stretch. And I remain here for it. I am delighted. And congratulations on putting a stumbling block in the path of Miami. I feel like that might just stop them. They have to win every, I don't know. I didn't look at the standings that closely, but this may have screwed them over just enough, which delights me. So congratulations, Toronto. If you do nothing else this season, fabulous. Well done. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, within this, they've drawn against a lot of good teams in this particular run.
Yeah.
I feel like Columbus twice.
Yep.
Could be wrong. You know,
oh no. One was it? No, it was. Yeah, it was both. Yeah, it was Columbus twice. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, there's a lot of teams were fucking things up for Philadelphia. They were part of this as well, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 2 games in hand. They cannot catch Philadelphia.
Oh.
Right now. At least, like, just with those two, with those two, and I don't see Philadelphia.
Oh. Pumpkin.
Likely stumbling anytime soon.
Is this still a 34 game schedule?
Yep.
All right. Yep. So Chiefs then got 3 games left. They can absolutely see this out. They just draw.
Oh, I didn't even notice they were at 30. You're right.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whatever.
Regardless.
I hope they finish 4th anyway.
Exactly. I like these. Like, this top 4 looks great to me. I love it.
Maybe 5th or 6th. Come on, Charlotte. Get your shit together. Orlando. Figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Florida Derby, right? So, So a very solid performance from Toronto. George Michael scored. We love to see it. Richie, again. Well done, everybody else. Good job. Sean Johnson, fantastic.
Sean Johnson was amazing.
Yeah. Basically most of the highlight package is just him, as it should
true,
be.
True, but I think what it was the most satisfying is that he made really good saves against all of Messi's attempts.
Well, I know. That's what I was just going to say. He just completely was like, oh, fuck you. No, no.
Yeah, you know what? The rest of you pink assholes, whatever, but you.
Yeah,
pretty boy
a
with no security anymore. Do your best, Harry.
Pretty boy? Pretty boy, really?
No, he's
very
not.
talented guy, but pretty boy?
He's not. He's not. And I'm not. This is the start of the podcast where I start shaming people for their looks. It was just more of a, you know, a very, a ve- like we're singling him out. That's
yes.
more I was trying to get across.
Golden boy. You know,
golden boy, even better.
There we go.
Like Suarez, magnitudes more attractive. Let's be fair, you know. But we'll save that for the special.
That seems reasonable.
So make sure you get your Patreon paid up. We don't have it. You don't have to. It's fine. We're joking. Now is not the time to fake guilt about any of this. Yeah, so Sean Johnson, I just was very happy that the defense didn't completely let him down and he didn't really have to bail anybody out.
Yeah.
But he had to make quality saves, but like that's the kind of defense slash goalkeeping combination I want every game, where it's like if they score a legit goal, it's a legit goal, you know, that's fine. You can't stop them all. Or how did three of you guys take a nap that far up the pitch? Okay.
Yeah, no,
he had a very good performance. He had an excellent performance. The defense had a very good performance. And no messy goal. Yummy. Delight.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, that is the main thing. Just added layers of deliciousness all around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well done, Toronto. Congratulations. We love this new you. Keep it up. Let's move on to the CanPL and found all the goals. Like, seriously, holy shit.
So many.
Like, it was the top teams were just were having some fun. So Ottawa all over Calgary, 3-0. Basically, they won that without trying. Hamilton, as expected, humiliated the Aquamen 4-0.
Bound to happen.
Four different goal scorers. Everybody just having some fun.
It was early in the match when Jensen had a wonderful opportunity wide open on the wing, and he, I can't remember if he just skidded it well past the post or something like that. I'm like, oh, it's going to be that kind of game for you, bro. And then, like, what, 5 minutes later, he just launched one. I'm like, okay, I take it back. Like, when the middling guys are having a good game, you're in trouble. Yep. Like, that's
yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
was kind of like, just... oh, shit. It's happening.
So, yeah, just... And then, so we got to have at least one low scoring game. And that was yesterday, day before recording. The YU guys who did win, so they're currently in fourth place. We'll see how whatever. But this was a weird one in that. Sure, celebrate your win, absolutely, clean sheets, great. But 1-0 over Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. I mean,
did they do a lot of honor
to brag about?
Not too much, no. So they're clearly they're all very distracted and hurt by Leon's suspension, which we will get into a little bit later. But obviously they were distracted and couldn't focus entirely on business. But Julian Altobelli with a goal, so congratulations to him, although I think he's long out of the Golden Boot race, as it were. I don't
fucking
remember.
Salter can't stop fucking.
I know. Every time you blink,
shit. It's like, oh, what's this? A brace? Oh no! Like, calm down. We know you've already got it. Just
But then, and I don't know if they just can't help themselves right now. They're really hype. I feel like maybe they should have like saved some of this for Wednesday night. But the Seagulls, with a decisive 3-1 victory over Halifax.
What?
Dear Vancouver FC, when you're ready, when you are ready, make it make any fucking sense. Yours truly, soccer. Like, just fucking make it make sense.
I don't even, like, I, again, this was one of these times I was at work and I kept looking at my phone going, what? What? I must be reading this wrong. I would like close it and I'd go, but no, that's literally what that says. Former TFC player Hugo Mbonge with two goals.
The brace.
And I think, didn't he get the assist on the first goal too?
Oh, anyway, he got the first two goals.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the thing that really shocks me is that they were up 3-0 and conceded one in injury time.
Like, so late, like, okay, late.
It's not, we haven't turned a corner yet, Vancouver, but holy shit. Like
I don't even understand. Like, good for them, but holy shit.
Vancouver, like, it's weird because this is the parallel I'm about to make because there's a link. It's like Vancouver is kind of doing the thing that York was doing, like, in season, like the second, third, fourth season, where they could look like one of the fanciest, silkiest teams in the fucking league and then just get absolutely wiped out to, like, Valor for nothing. And then they just hit a skid, and then all of a sudden they're like the entertainers have come back. Like, they're just the, like, that inconsistency, and then they're consistently inconsistent. They can hit the ground running real hard and just carve teams apart offensively and then just disappear. Martin Nash.
Yeah.
That's the fuck. Like, it's like, oh, that's his style.
Yep.
I kind of love him now. Like, not that I didn't like him before, but now it's like, if this is like, this is a team, this is a guy I could get behind. It's like, you're going to entertain the shit out of me, win or lose. You're going to make me feel things every game. Anger, delight, despair, hope. Just the whole, every, the season's
just tickets. Just the whole gamut. The whole spectrum of human emotion.
The season's tickets should have a new emotion that they're going to try and get to you in that 90 minutes for that game. Which game's this? Just delight. Oh, hooray. Nonstop tears. Who are we playing? Game
brought to you by
feelings. yeah, I like that. It's just make it make sense, Vancouver. Just make it make kill the shit out of the Whitecaps for me, please. Yeah.
Please, I know exactly. Like,
so fucking like if this is your warm up exercise, my God, that's like, funny. Like, that's really good funny.
Like, they, and again, they're on a tear rate, like a tear, but a tear for the Seagulls, right? Like, they're playing solid football. They've
won two games in a row for the first time.
That is a tear for them. For them.
Duncan, that is absolutely. First time since
April 2024.
That's championship material in Vancouver.
Bonkers. Oh, yeah.
It's bonkers for them. So it was a bit of a, just results wise in terms of, like, goals, but also that particular result was like, oh, okay. Like, they're still in last. So here's the standings haven't really changed that much. Ottawa still hoping to knock Hamilton off that top spot. Hamilton 53 points. Ottawa's got 51. They have the top two sewn up. Calgary at 39 points. YU guys at 36, Halifax 35. So, and no one can catch. So that's the top five. That's confirmed. This is your playoff picture, which we knew. But the 3 through 5, who knows how that's going to add up? And there is still an outside chance that Ottawa can take the top spot from Hamilton.
No. Kristen, I just want to bring to your attention. Vancouver are going to be so fucking tired by the time they come to Hamilton.
Okay, fair.
Because they're going to have their ass run off the park, win or lose. Now.
Wait, how many matches?
Three left.
That's what I thought. I was like, there's three. Yeah, yeah.
But, okay. Like, just, yeah, I mean, that's fair, as that's far fair. As, like, next week,
it's not a write-off.
If there's a chance, it's not next week, okay? It's definitely not next week.
Definitely, like, not next week.
What's it's almost perfect where one's playing 8, 2 plays two play six, three play seven, and four play five. Like it's almost a playoff bracket of a
yeah.
of a game week. If only Pacific could just be a little less shit. But anyway,
just wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice. But like, yeah, I don't think it'll be next week. I really don't. But all to play for. But
it is so wacky and I love it. Like it's just delightful, truly. There's still problems within this league in terms of, you know, marketing and money and shit like that, but like the product, oh, it's so fun. Even when there's ridiculously bad teams, Pacific. Still fun.
I hope Super finish top three next season.
Oh my god, yes, please.
All league in Quebec. Sprinkle yes. a couple other players and just rip the entire league apart.
Voyager's Cup winner,
or at least get to the final. Like just something.
Yes. Oh my god, that'd be so great.
Greenland absurd. And I think the thing that I would love the most about that is like, you know, gesturing to like Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Pacific going, what the fuck, guys? Look. Look. No. Look. Go do some
Don't
scouting.
Don't close your eyes. Yeah.
Go do some scouting. See if they missed anyone. Bring them back. I really want that. But anyway, that's a next season issue.
Yeah.
We still got a this season issue to deal with.
Very true. All right, NSL. Lots of stuff to talk about for that. AFC Toronto played Ottawa on Friday night. A 1-0 victory for Toronto in Ottawa. It was an often feisty match, although not many cards were pulled by the ref, but it was getting scrappy. It was getting, there was some chatter on the pitch, let us say. But I got home in time. I missed the first part of the first half, but I got home in time to see Hunter's goal, which was great. Got to see Pridham denied, which,
sad.
The commentators were very sad about because she's been on a tear. But it really was a well-played match. It was a lot of, you know, possession was traded. There was definitely chances for both sides, but you know, again, these are the top two teams in the league. But with that victory, Toronto wins whatever the NSL version of the shield is.
It's probably a baking sheet because it was a microwave plate for the it's a big mm-hmm. cookware, Kristen. It's a fucking mm-hmm. cookware joke.
Interesting. Interesting. You, yeah.
What, get back you, into the what kitchen. Would you want it to be like the blender thing at the top, whatever you call that? What's the blender part where that's not blending? That looks like a cup. How about that? I just want it to be housewares because the men get housewares too. That's all.
Well, the blender thing would at least be they could make smoothies in it.
I don't. Everybody makes. It does not matter what it is. I just think it's funny that we modeled all of our trophies after shit you could find in a kitchen. NHL, hurry the fuck up. I mean, I know that it's called a cup for Christ's sakes. You don't call it a bowl. It's a cup. But like, anyway.
Anyway, with that win, they're 45 points.
I get the actual microwave place. that plate's from. Sorry, I'm done. See, that's how much better it is. Anyway.
They can't be caught for first place, so that's theirs. Two through four. So the top four are also determined in terms of who's there. Neither Calgary nor Halifax have there's not enough time left in the season for them to catch up. So Ottawa, Montreal, and Vancouver with their draw in their match on the weekend, they solidified their spot in fourth. At least they didn't lose that time, so that's good. So Toronto in first with 45 points. Ottawa's got 36. Montreal has 35. Vancouver has 33. So anything could happen between second and fourth, between now and the end of the season. But I gotta see who's the next thing. But Calgary was sort of, it's weird. Like Calgary's not gonna, you know, obviously they're not gonna make the playoffs, but Montreal has been, they've been uneven. Like a lot of the teams have been uneven lately. Like Toronto's been the most consistent, followed by like Toronto and Ottawa have been the most, the two most consistent teams, really.
For sure.
But Montreal is like loss, draw, win, win, loss. Like it's, and it sort of does that a lot this last little bit. It's again, they're in the playoffs, so that's great, but they are one of the lowest scoring teams. Obviously Calgary and Halifax struggle with that, but you know, they're pretty far, they're a decent amount behind the other top three, the other top four teams. And that's certainly been cause for concern. They just can't seem to find the score sheet, and then to lose 2-0 to Calgary, who have been horrible. Like they lost their way out of a playoff position over the course of a month. So to see, you know, there's this, them, they're not really playing spoiler except for maybe positionally for Montreal in the top four, but it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, okay. I don't know what you're doing, Montreal. Try harder. It was very strange. And then, yeah, the Vancouver Halifax draw, like good for Vancouver to, you know, recover from a couple steep losses, but also good recovery for a little more consistency recently from Halifax, like similar to Toronto, I guess, if Halifax can finish the season not sucking, that would be good for them. That would be nice to see, give them something to build on for next season. What do they have? They've got three draws in their last five. Last two have been draws, couple other matches have been losses, but you know, at least they've been in games, which is good. A little more competitive, still barely scoring, but they had a really shitty start to the season. Anyway, it was good to see for them. And then yeah, like congratulations to Vancouver for getting that last playoff spot nailed down for yourself. So that's good to sort of again see them get a little more back on track. And they scored early. Halifax did, which was, you know, and then they conceded to, of course, Holly Ward, who continues to be a menace. Will possibly win Rookie of the Year, I think. Like, anyway, we'll see. What is the, yeah, so that's, it's the playoffs start soon. Their playoffs aren't going to last very long because it's, you know, only four teams. But again, the final is November 15th at BMO Field. Do continue to watch the matches because they have been hella fun. So this week we've got on Thursday night, random, Halifax Montreal on the NSL site, CBC and RDS. On Saturday it's Calgary Toronto on CBC and CBC Gem. And then on Monday, such a weird schedule, Ottawa Vancouver, which is the TSN match for this week, so TSN and ESPN. Yeah, and then what do we have for Thanksgiving weekend? We got Montreal, Vancouver, Calgary, Halifax. Toronto, because Toronto has the,
yeah, because right now the standings, that Ottawa and Toronto have an extra game, so
yeah,
So yeah, the, so
they get a little break for the long weekend. Oh, that's nice. They
extra
can be
turkey
like
for everyone.
extra
Yay.
turkey for tryptophan naps, you know, that'll be nice.
That's elite.
I didn't put it in the what we're talking about, but since we're in NSL, DMath gave an interview talking about potential expansion targets for the NSL.
I hope they make it to Saskatchewan and
She
Manitoba
mentioned
before the CPL does as
Saskatoon.
well. Oh my God.
She mentioned Saskatoon, like not as a it was more of a, hey Saskatoon, someone from there call us, like we're waiting, like we would like, yes. But she mentioned Winnipeg, she mentioned Victoria,
God,
Starlight Stadium's right there.
there's a whole part of me that really wants them to get the 12 teams in like 3 years.
Right.
Like, I don't see, I honestly don't see how it couldn't work, but again, I'm not the business person. But
Well,
like,
she,
it's not for lack of
again,
talent, that's for sure.
no, seriously. She said they'd love to put another team in Quebec. And I was like,
Please,
yes,
faster, go
please,
faster,
please,
go
please
faster,
do
go faster.
that. That would be amazing. I'm
Like, the
trying to think.
sooner we can get Quebec City into either league, the way more interesting the league becomes.
Yes.
Immediately. Like, oh, another Toronto Derby. Ontario Derby. Oh, an Alberta thing. Yeah, no. Those places aren't starved. Quebec City.
Yeah, their plan, they're not going to add a team for next year. The plan is for
Maybe they can play in the
2027.
Nordiques Arena, but as if somebody plays there.
Yeah, it would be
Oh,
nice.
here we go. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
Yeah.
Winnipeg, Edmonton. I knew there was a Edmonton coming back. Victoria and Saskatoon are the most likely markets for 2027. And she said they're prioritizing adding a team in Central Western Canada because it's underrepresented. Wants to build more player pathways, and the plan is to announce wherever they're expanding to next summer for 2027, and then they'll go from there.
Capital idea.
Awesome. Love it, love it, love it. Long-term Matheson said that her original dream was to have 12 teams in the league in the next 10 years, and they'll still probably beat CanPL.
Oh, 100%. No question. I know we've talked about this repeatedly, but it's just what's staggering is that, I'll distill it down this far. The men had such a head start and still couldn't get the shit going. And the women showed up and it's like, oh, it's kind of a thing, because it's on TV. People can see it. You don't have to go paywall at the wazoo because, like, oh, well, people are going to pay for it. Unfortunately, all those people are your season's ticket holders. Like, hooray, you're making no new fans. Awesome. But now you've got a league that is on during the summer that involves women's sports, and you can watch it because you've got a captive audience, and I love it. And you, CanPL will still keep fucking up. So, hey, whatever. I just, if you, if it, Diana wants to put a team closer to me, that would be nice. You want to name them
I
the
wouldn't
Steelers?
object,
If you want to name them the Steelers, I would fucking love it.
Oh my God. We would never see Mark at another non-national team match
Yeah.
other than this. This is
Yeah.
all Mark would do
Yeah, no,
forever. George would be gone, like TFC long
Yeah,
gone.
no.
But
I'm giving
NSL team called the Steelers in a small stadium. Oh my God.
I'm giving up all the tickets. We're just
Mark would be capo for that.
Oh
He would just
no.
kill.
I want to keep my marriage intact. I can't do that. But I'll start a group, but I'm not doing capo shit. I'm sorry. Those capos who are listening to, I respect the crap out of you. But I want to watch the games, and I would happily start songs from the back of the section so I can watch the game.
There you go.
because that's way more fun. I'm not criticizing you. I just have, you know, you've life choices, right? So anyway.
Yeah, fair. Anyway, it, yeah, it's again, the first season of the NSL continues to be a delight. When I was talking to you guys, like that prediction group I'm in and have been forever with mostly people from the UK, when they found out how easy it was to watch the NSL matches, because, you know, we love when we get to predict a new league. So everyone was very excited that this was the first time that we had a match to predict from the NSL and that they could watch it. And mm-hmm. some people stayed up. They were like, oh, fuck it. It's midnight. It's the weekend. I'm going to stay up and watch it. And I was getting messages, you know, from people who were watching being like, oh, is it always like they were just enjoying the fuck out of it. And so that was really like, nice.
Get a hobby. Leave me alone. And that's how she lost all those people.
All my friends. Yeah. All the places I had to stay overseas, gone.
Yeah. And international expansion was in the cards, but now, no.
Yeah.
No, Kristen's ruined it.
Yeah, Kristen's ruined it. Once Kristen again, hates. Kristen ruins it.
Kristen hates this now.
Yeah. Yep. Apparently. Anyway. Fun.
True.
Well, let's move on from that to some stuff we are officially talking about. Well, we're always officially talking about things. We're going to start off with something we mentioned in the CanPL catch-up, and that was that the YU guys might have been a little distracted in their match versus Winnipeg because they've recently lost a player for, well, 13 games overall, another 10. Oswaldo Leon was a bad boy, apparently. York United defender Oswaldo Leon has been handed a hefty 10-match suspension, blah, blah, blah. Following an incident against the Halifax Wanderers on September 1st, defender was sent off by referee Renzo Villanueva. The end of the match, received blah, 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 second yellow to cap off a 4-0 loss. Oh, that's right. They were getting spanked. Evidently, some serious words were exchanged between Leon and the match officials. And no one is saying what was said.
Duncan, but, go for it. Tell us.
Hold on. Wait. No. I have to.
Sorry.
Just wait. I want to read the York United statement first, and then Duncan can. So, there was two things. The
we're
going to
get an award, Duncan. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Is protesting. Also, Julian Altobelli. The players are also supporting their poor suspended comrade. They held up his kit in the starting 11 photo before the match against Winnipeg. York United statement. Regarding Oswaldo Leon's suspension, York United FC acknowledges the decision from Canada Soccer regarding Oswaldo Leon. We have concerns with aspects of the process undertaken in determining the disciplinary action against Oswaldo Leon. We recognize the complexities of a global sport where communication spans diverse languages and cultures. Interpreting words, sorry, I'm going to try and get through this with a straight face, and intent is inherently challenging. In this case, we disagree with the interpretation of language and intent, as well as the severity of the suspension, which we believe does not align with global standards. We remain committed to the values of respect, integrity, and fair play, and expect the highest standards of conduct from all players and staff. Looking ahead, we are committed to constructive dialogue with decision makers to help grow the Canadian game in a manner that is respectful, fair, and consistent for all. Duncan.
Okay, so what did you say about his mom? Sorry, go ahead, Duncan. I don't think I spoiled it.
Yeah, it was kind of simple, but kind of at the same time, a little bit insulting. So, ooh. Renzo Villanueva, more like Villa Vue. I can, what's the Villa Vieja? Yeah, so you're an old town, you're not a new
town.
Old man, yeah, Villa Viejo. And that's apparently really, really insulting to type of Latino people. I don't know.
It's
Presumably, there were
and
some sort of allegations of cheating and that sort of thing, because it can't be just a straight up,
it can't
oh,
be just like
you called
your
him just
mama
a,
too, like
yeah, you
like
called him a
that
bad
like
name, whatever. I mean, suggesting he probably, presumably, he brought their integrity.
of the referee
Yes.
into question. But it gets 13 matches in total, because he was already suspended, right, while they were, but like, so he's not playing for the rest of the season, no matter what happens playoffs wise. He's in a club option year, so does he come back? But he had been a big part of the Why You Guys club this year. He'd been captain several times. He's played really consistently for the club. He's been an important part of their defense. Anyway, it's just interesting that so far nobody has found out what it's about. Come on, people. We rely on you to dig up this information for the rest of us that don't want to do the work. Like, honestly, like, we're not,
I mean, I
we don't
enjoy.
have contacts anymore. We don't know who to talk to.
Did we ever? I mean, sure,
No,
Kristen did. You
briefly.
did. We've like
I did.
we've had our inside is our inside access is very, very suspect, very, very infrequent. And sometimes, like we've proven with like Jonathan Osorio, we don't even know we have it. So it's hard to say that we have it right now. Because we fixed him. Don't forget, we fixed him, everyone.
We did fix him. That's true. That's important for everyone to remember forever.
I think the thing with Leon is that would he come back? Sure. Are you really going to pay a player for an extension where he's going to miss one third of the fucking season because he's suspended for 10 games? That'll be 7, 8 games in the next season.
Well, it all depends on whether or not they're allowed to count playoff matches, right?
Guess
It's still
so.
only, yeah, they'll
Well,
still miss
how
like
many
the first
playoff matches
month.
do you think York are going to be playing,
Yeah,
Kristen?
I
mean,
know, I know.
I know we kind of want them to the answer to be all of them. But let's be real here, folks.
Yes, I know.
If one, maybe one, maybe two.
I
I
think
still kind
the
of want
part
to.
that makes me think about all of it, especially the York United statement, is just how much they're leaning on interpretation of the words and the global, and I'm just like, did he just tell him to go fuck himself? Did he accuse him of fucking his mother? Or did he accuse him of cheating? But like, how do you misinterpret? Like, what's the global interpretation of
I mean,
cheat? Like,
I presume this is something along the lines of who is was it Patrice Evra and was it Suarez?
oh,
It's just like,
yes.
oh, somebody says something, and no. In this culture, well, maybe that's unacceptable, and it's not nice,
That's
but whatever.
endearing, yeah.
And to another culture, to other people who maybe don't come from that culture, it's like, holy fucking shit, what did you just call me? I presume
Like,
that's the defense they're going with.
is this a Latino version of cunt? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
in some
you would.
cultures, that's affectionate, In others, it's the most offensive thing you could possibly say to a
Sorry,
woman, sort of thing, right?
Kristen. One second, Duncan.
What?
Can I just speak to you for a second? Just
Yeah, go
over.
on, Mac. Hi, Mac. Yes.
Okay, so I don't think Kristen should be swearing like this, and I think we should be
It's
looking at getting a suspension for her.
I
It's a
think
bit
so.
far. I don't know. Like, who do we talk to? Is Tony
Yeah,
around?
this is a global podcast, I would like to point out.
Jesus. I mean, as like a man and a sensitive person, I don't like people calling people cunt.
I know it's so unbecoming.
We can't stand for this. No,
Unbecoming.
shh, Kristen, shh.
Kristen, this is a private conversation.
I
Yeah, I
think,
don't. Yeah,
then mute my
because
mic, motherfucker.
that's not how that works. That means you can't talk. It doesn't mean you can't hear. I think the
Yeah,
gig.
I
I think the
think
bit is up, Duncan. She can hear us. Let's just go back. Hey, Kristen, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you guys? Are you okay? Are your delicate sensibilities all right?
We were just talking about cunts, I guess. I don't know.
That's cool. It's cool. Everyone loves cunts.
Wait, yeah. Did I use it correctly? I can't. I don't know. It's not a word I usually say.
Never use the word outside of referring to that German footballer, Stefan Kuntz, back in the day. I would never
oh, that was say always that fun, actually. I do remember that, yes.
Classic.
Kuntz.
It is, like, no, we're not going to do etymology
word
here,
stuff.
But
yeah.
But I like word stuff, but like that one, anyway, we'll do this another time because this could go on forever because I just find it.
I'm talking of just kind of like new cultural things and just like, oh, well, that doesn't, yeah. I mean, this is more of a like going back in the day kind of thing rather than specific culture. But I just remember, like Darlington games, and I think this is fairly standard really for like British games back at the time. There's obviously, when you're not happy with the referee, there's various different chants. There's a whole, the referee's a
wanker. He's a wanker,
And, then it would often be, who's the bastards in the black? Because the referees wore black at the time. And then it often kind of like went from there, just there, it was who's the bastards in the back, to just let's keep this simple, just you black bastards, meaning the people wearing back. But it's like, oof.
Right.
That's a, society changes over the years rather than this is just a completely different culture. But, similar kind of thing, really. It's just like somebody is saying something that they think is, not that bad, and somebody else is hearing it and, oh well, yeah, that's terrible. And it's the whole intent versus impact kind of thing.
This is why I am
cultures
so,
and what have you.
I am so curious to know what it was. It'll come out eventually, don't you think? Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. But it is this, I think this is the longest suspension handed out by the CANPL or by Canada Soccer to the CANPL, however the disciplinary stuff works.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because the table flipping thing, that was what, 3 or 4 games? It was substantial games. He deserved it because that was OTT. But anyway, yeah. So why are you guys a little rattled by the loss of Leon? So there we go. Moving on to something, I don't know, not equally controversial, but I'm sure I've not checked in on social media to see what the actual response is to this at all. But as you may or may not be aware, the World Cup is next year and it's currently being held all over North America. Canada,
currently,
US, and
like
Mexico.
Right now, it's going on.
Exactly. Right this second. I mean, secret matches. Secret matches. It will be next summer held in North America. I say currently because of all the chatter that games should be pulled out of the US, but which won't happen, but I can dream. Mascots, baby. It's mascot time. That's right. Everyone's favorite part of the World Cup is the big mascot reveal. And we have, so we have Maple the Moose, Clutch the Eagle, and what the hell is, what's Zayu the Jaguar?
Jaguar.
So, wow. Sure. Like, obviously aimed at children. These are primed for
You would hope that all mascots are aimed at children, Kristen.
You would think so.
I mean, children love a boiler.
Yeah, I was about to say the boiler. That's clearly for adults.
Yeah.
West Brom, they're on the cutting edge. So, or is it the boiling edge? It doesn't matter. It's amazing. Yeah, I distinctly remember when TFC started and they were talking about, we're thinking of having a mascot. And of course, the entire South End was like, oh my God, no, we don't want no mascot. We don't want no mascot. I've completely softened to all of this stance because One, it's not for me. And two, it's not for the South End. Like, if the mascot was chosen by the South End, how offensive would it be? Like, let's be fair. So, like, that in that regard, you know, the sure, the mascots are, they are what they are. They're totally fine. The more absurd they are, the better I like them. The thing that offends me the most about these mascots, and it's only one thing. Maple, is that the fucking best we could have done? I'm okay with it being a moose. I love the models. They're super colorful. They're fantastic. Maple? Like, couldn't it have been like Poutine the Moose? That would have been sick.
No, that's too easy to morph into something else.
Could you at least just call it sort of Mabel? So it's kind of like Maple, but not actually.
See, I'd have been okay with that. That would have been better. I'd been like, oh, I get it. Like 3 years from now, I would have figured that out. Well, after the World Cup is allowed, you know,
I just, you know, all this time spent just selling sort of Mabel syrup and all sorts of things it could be.
I still don't get it. Mabel? And he's like, Maple. Mabel. That's what they were doing. That's what they were doing. 2028 shocked.
Some other things that are important to note about this. One, they're getting their own video game, or they're going to be part of a video game.
If it's not co-op, I don't give a fuck. Go on.
It's FIFA Heroes launching next year. So they will become the first FIFA competition mascots to be playable in the all new FIFA license. Blah, blah. I can't say FIFA that many more times. I'm going to throw up.
It's kind of like Super Smash Brothers or whatever it is. Like the
oh my God, yes.
But all the mascots and go back. Oh my God, I want to be fucking way.
I want to be Chow, and I want to be that ghosty looking thing from Qatar.
I want to be PK. The guy with the sombrero.
PK! Oh my yes. gosh. This is the best video game now ever. I'd like to update my stance. Maple's a perfectly fine name. I want to play a fighting game.
Okay, but here you have to this is the important stuff. Well, not the important stuff. So apparently Maple, the moose, is a goalkeeper. Here's Maple's official bio, all right? And I am going to read this, and everyone's just going to enjoy
yes.
it.
Yes.
Maple the Moose was born to roam, journeying across all of Canada's provinces and territories while connecting with people and embracing the country's rich culture. Ooh. A street-style-loving artist, ooh, that's right, music enthusiast, and dedicated goalkeeper, Maple found purpose through creativity, resilience, and unapologetic individuality. With a knack for making legendary saves and a heart full of strength and leadership. Oh, dear gods. Maple combines endless stories and unstoppable flair. Who is writing this? But yeah, so the Canadian is the goalkeeper. I am here for that. One.
And just unapologetic?
Apparently.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, we're
going to Canadian stereotypes.
I know. Of all the ones to cast aside, right?
Milan Borjan was famous for apologizing. We all know this. This is well documented. I'm now newly upset because why is the goalkeeper wearing a red kit? That's the outfield kit, guys. This is just, oh my God, logistically. This whole bit is an emotional roller coaster, Kristen. I can't handle it.
Yeah, wait, there's still two more bios.
One thing I do like, just looking at the picture there, you can see that the gloves that this thing is wearing. And it's clearly, oh, he's got anatomically correct hands. I mean, those look like hooves.
Yep.
He's got those gloves on. I'm like, oh, that's nice. It's a nice touch.
Let's see. Zayu the Jaguar from the jungles of southern Mexico embodies the rich heritage and vibrant spirit of the country. With a name inspired by unity, strength, and joy, Zayu transforms on the pitch as a striker, showcasing exceptional ingenuity and agility that intimidates defenders. Grr. Off the pitch, Zayu embraces Mexican culture through dance, food, and tradition. Ooh, tradition. Doesn't say which ones.
The tradition, Kristen. Come on.
Uniting people across borders with passion. Of course, with passion. More than an athlete, Zayu is a symbol of cultural celebration and connection, carrying the heart of Mexico with pride.
carrying the hat of Mexico, well, like she they ripped it out.
Really?
Just, like,
oh yeah.
Reached into the Mexico and just pulled its hat out.
Yep. Exactly. Well, you got to stay strong
like
through
that
the tournament,
Indiana
right?
Jones thing.
Okay, before you get to clutch, please tell me there's a line about, and when he doesn't get enough playing time, his parents will complain loudly to the media.
I wish.
Because that would be the most fucking American soccer mascot out there.
All right. Clutch the Bald Eagle possesses an unquenchable thirst for adventure.
Violence. Soaring
across the United States and the rest of the world, and embracing every culture and resource,
Sorry,
game and moment with boundless curiosity and optimism. Oh God.
Sorry, Mike.
Fearless on the pitch and uplifting off it. Mm-hmm. What a horrible set. That's terrible. Clutch leads by action, rallying teammates, lifting spirits, and turning every challenge into an opportunity to rise higher. A social spark and sports fanatic, Clutch, like all great midfielders, unites people wherever they go, proving that true flight is about purpose, passion, and play. Why are we ending on such annoying alliteration? And why does the person who wrote these bios love the word passion so much? I'm concerned. Anyway. This
same person that writes the press releases for the kits?
Oh, fair. What I find amusing. Like, I like that they were given positions. I actually think that's kind of cool. And sure. I really do like the Canadian being the goalkeeper, because goalkeepers are a little bit different, and I'll take that. I find it somewhat bemusing slash amusing that the Americans are like supposed to be like the solid, you know, we're the glue that holds everything together.
Well, I mean, technically they're in the middle.
Oh, of the continent. Oh, interesting point, Marcus.
I also want to point out that the Jaguar is a captain, so I'm okay. I'm at peace with that too, because there's no way the Eagle's the captain.
That's a good point. Yeah, see, the Jaguar's got an armband on there. Yep. Okay,
excellent point. All right,
yeah. No,
I'm back on board. Well, I wasn't
all about sifting through the utter fucking nonsense you just read out.
Let's find as much symbolism that we like from this as humanly possible. That's right.
The one article that you posted from Canadian Soccer Daily. Thank you guys, by the way. They were insinuating that Zayu may incorporate Mexican fauna or motifs like the axolotl. How fucking sick would an axolotl fucking mascot have been?
That would be so cool.
That would be the greatest. You know what? They couldn't use an axolotl because it would have embarrassed
the
moose and the
eagle. Song.
Oh, it would have been an axolotl. I want Mexico to host the World Cup on their own just so we can have an axolotl mascot.
Yep.
The world deserves it.
They've done it twice, Mark.
But no axolotls.
Exactly. They had to go.
It was their third. It was always third on the list. And now it's time to shine.
I mean, it's second, it's behind, you know, a spicy pepper. And now a jaguar, it's behind a jaguar as well. What was a 1970 mascot? Was the mascot in 1970?
Oh, that sounds about right. Or it wasn't a pepper, it wasn't.
Well, PK was a pepper.
Yeah, PK
was
a pepper.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was 1986. I mean, 1970, did they have...
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. If it didn't start, then it started like within the next two after that. It was like, it's obviously...
There was definitely one in 1966.
There was?
World Cup Willie.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Did you say World Cup and then follow up with the word Willie?
I did. Yes.
Watch your language, Duncan.
Yeah. No. Kristen, do you mind if I talk to you just over here for a second?
Yeah. I think we should talk about this for a moment. What the fuck?
God, the language on this episode is
outrageous. I know, right? I thought like he's supposed to be the mature one. What is going on? I don't know.
And it's just a cultural difference, that's all. World Cup Willy, it's fine.
Oh, God. Stop saying it.
Yeah, every time you say it, it gets a little weirder.
May I ask, who or what World Cup really was.
It was a lion.
Because of course it was.
I really wanted you to say with conviction it was a dick. It was a penis. Back to you, Kristen. It did not turn out that way. It's okay. I'm
taking this seriously, Mike. This is a serious, you know, this is British culture where we're talking about here. You know, there is no room for mockery and, you know, kind of double entendres and dick jokes when we're talking about British culture.
It wasn't Richard, so it could be Dick the Lion.
Yeah.
There is no room for any of that sort of thing within British culture.
None whatsoever.
No.
What's that really famous British dessert? No, never mind.
Spotted Duncan.
Who doesn't love a little bit of Spotted D? Nobody. That's who. Anyway, World Cup Willy. Jesus. Anyway.
This is one of the most suggestive episodes we've ever done.
I know, in a while, right?
Like we don't usually start trending to like, oh no, this one's definitely not for the children.
Yeah.
It's getting weird, man. And there's still a whole segment to go.
Oh, well, anyway, there's the mascots for you. They seem charming. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm
over the top,
mad.
Of course they
sure.
are, but they're adorable. Fine, whatever.
I just have one thing to quibble with regards to Clutch the Bald Eagles.
Yes, bio, let's hear it.
So Clutch, like all great midfielders, unites people wherever they go.
I know, right?
I feel like I can think of a lot of midfielders that really did not unite people.
Yep.
At all.
Yeah.
I can think of something that did a really good job alienating.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, I don't consider really that good. Really to be a unifying role. No.
Not necessarily.
But I did like Mark's point that they're in the middle. So therefore, and I was like, oh, okay, that's good. The progression, I'm here for it. All right, more national team stuff. The XNT have announced another top friendly against the Netherlands at the end of next month. So they've already got a match against Switzerland on Friday, October 24th, and then they will go to the Netherlands and play them on the Tuesday, which these are both great. So Netherlands, you know, number 11 in the world, very good team, excellent way for them to continue their way out of the season or out of the year, you know, playing some really strong opposition as Casey Stoney continues to work on solidifying the squad. So let's see. Canada holds. They haven't played the Netherlands in like 5 years. 9 wins, 4 draws, and 1 loss. Their most recent encounter 5 years ago was a 0-0. So there we go. Matches will be on OneSoccer/Fubo, which is terrific. Ooh, and online at onesoccer.ca, apparently. That's new. Et cetera, et cetera. But that's great. And then they're going to have a couple matches in Japan at the end of November and December to close out the year. But this is great. Like, again, we love to see... we love to see some high profile matches for development of the squad, as it were. Huzzah.
Yeah.
Nice to get an extra game.
Yeah. They're all going to be sort of in the area, so it's not too far.
Hey, do you mind if we just stop by?
Yeah. What are you guys doing? It's Tuesday. Like, you can't be that busy, right? Did you think that the drone scandal was over? It is, but I just, because Canada Soccer or somebody felt the need to put this out there, Canada Soccer has disciplined 14 coaches and administrative staff in the wake of the Paris Olympic drone spying scandal. Dun, dun, dun. The governing body disclosed the news in an update this week following a meeting of its board of directors. It did not identify the employees involved or disclose the exact nature of the sanctions, just that they did it. We slapped their wrists and we slapped their wrists, but good. They have promised to never, ever do it again. So there.
They didn't pinky swear it's not legally binding. Sorry, Duncan, you were saying?
Yeah, this is, you know, whose wrist did they slap?
They refused to say.
We couldn't tell you that for privacy sake. I mean, we're still employing all these people.
But we promise that we've looked into this a lot. They swear they won't do it again. And we have things in place to make sure that it doesn't happen. So there. Congratulations. Whatever. Let's move on. On a more positive note, but also like it is positive. And I would like to see, this from Canada Soccer. I'd like to see this from any sports governing body. Sooner. Tomorrow, day after recording, is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. If you have not read the Truth and Reconciliation report and the calls to action, I do highly recommend that you do so. It is at the very least good for you as a person, but also something all Canadians should be mindful of and aware of. And I just wanted to put that out there. But this is something that Canada Soccer has announced, the launch of a new Indigenous working group. And as you know, soccer is Canada's most participated sport, which may surprise some hockey lovers. And I don't mean that sarcastically. Soccer is more accessible. There's a reason why it's called the global game. You need some space, something that resembles a ball. That's basically it, you know?
That's pretty much it.
You really don't need much more than that in order to play this. So all kids play. I don't know many children who haven't played at least one season of some level of soccer. When I was a kid, it wasn't Timbits, but my brother and I both played soccer when we were kids. I took to it. My brother didn't. But whatever, 40 years later, still my sport. And that's after I tried on and discarded several other sports, but this is the one that stuck. Canada Soccer is proud to announce the launch of a new Indigenous working group to support truth, reconciliation, and greater inclusion of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples in soccer across Canada. The working group will bring together Indigenous players, coaches, referees, administrators, and community leaders. That one's really important. To identify systemic barriers, propose solutions, and guide Canada Soccer in building a more inclusive future. Grounded in collaboration, respect, and reconciliation, the group's work will align with the Truth and Reconciliation Commissioner's calls to action related to sport. I am very glad, like I said, I'm very glad to see that they have finally come out for this. They have some very specific goals in mind, looking at barriers, you know, barriers to opportunities and access, looking at ways that they can prioritize some programs, initiatives for Indigenous communities, and then have, hey, Canada Soccer, do this and do it now. Like they have a clear mandate, which is good. There's a form as well on the Canada Soccer site. I think we'll link this in the show notes. That if you want to participate in this, if you've got, you know, you want to be part of this program, you are part of a community, as there's a form to fill out for individuals and for groups by the end of November, and then go forward from there. This is a good step, and I am glad to see it. Even if it's just meant to be, you never know the intention. Most corporations and governing bodies and things, there's always a little bit of a performative nature to this sort of thing. But sometimes that's, you know, it starts that way, but someone can actually make good come of it. And I'm hoping that this is that. Sure, Canada Soccer needs shine on its reputation. It certainly has taken several hits over the last few years. And this could be part of, fuck, we better do something good. Well, do something good then. I don't know that I'll care much more about the governing body of Canada Soccer, but if this helps Indigenous youth, Indigenous players and communities have more access and have more connectivity to the soccer community and have a better pathway to the sport, then I'm all fucking for it.
Agreed. So,
light congratulations to Canada Soccer for doing this.
Yeah. Like, I want my sport to do good by everyone and inclusionary, yeah. And, you know, as I want everybody to love the thing that I love, but I also want everyone to feel like they can enter and join and be a part, and whatever level that is, house league, like a little house league in your neighborhood or something bigger. And, you know, I don't know, because I'm not paying that close attention to players' backgrounds, but I would love to see more out and proud Native players represent Canada Soccer, my clubs, the multitude that there are. I want that. And if this is the start, then I hope this is not just, like you said, token gesture. I hope it's more meaningful and wholesome and legitimate and constructive.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, yes, good sentiments to start off with, and hopefully there are, you know, some actual sort of actions that are actually going to be somewhat meaningful and will provide meaningful opportunities that are behind this. You know, presumably there are. Hopefully that will be there and can actually make a bit of a difference.
I have to say, yeah, like I think I kind of appreciate this more than, like, say, I don't know, like we're going to talk about the men's friendlies next week because, well, they're next week. Like I'd rather this as an initiative, as something that they are, this is an ongoing work. This is the beginning of ongoing work, which is really important. Like, this is never a quick process. This shouldn't be like, oh, we're going to do this for 6 months. No, no, no. This is like a 10-year project is what this should be starting. Right. As opposed to, and not that I don't want to see representation when national teams take to the pitch. We're obviously, we've been big fans of the work for Pacific FC in terms of honoring the Indigenous community, you know, in which they play their games and stuff, you know, via kits with Johnny Maynard, doing designs and stuff for them, and also with the awards for the league. But like, that's an important connection to the community and honoring, you know, the Indigenous communities in which you play. But this has the ability to change lives, to change, you know, because, you know, again, soccer is just a fun sport, but sport's really important no matter who you are. Like, we've talked about this a lot. This year, actually, we've talked a lot about community and the importance of sport. We talk about it a lot for girls, young women, but also, yeah, like Indigenous communities within Canada, so marginalized, often ostracized, and, you know, things are expensive, denied access, looked down upon, stigmatized, not taken seriously by, you know, governments and police and things like that. Like, it's just, it's a whole thing. And this is a cultural shame for Canada. So anything that changes that, that brings, you know, again, access and pathways and support and positivity is a good thing. So yeah, hopefully this does that more than just, you know, say wearing an orange armband or something. And I say that knowing full well that tomorrow is Orange Shirt Day and how important Orange Shirt Day is, but that is a countrywide movement as opposed to, you know what I mean? You know, like when we go to soccer games, when they had the cultural heritage nights for TFC and stuff like that, it's like, this is a little weird, is it not? And that's what I often feel when teams are trying to, you know, they mean well, but to me, this is the real work. And I think this is far more important than anything you can do in a, you know, I'm going to put orange laces on my shoes or something. I don't know. Am I being mean or do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think you're being mean. I feel like, you know, I think in the case of like, you know, you put orange shoelaces on, in some cases, like that's as much as the player can do with the fame that they have.
Yeah.
And I find those gestures far more genuine than, you know, here's a warm-up shirt that we've got for one game and one game only.
Yes.
You know, like at least, you know, the efforts made by, you know, First Pacific and, you know, secondly Valor, where they actually went and got an Indigenous artist to knock the ever loving shit out of a kit.
Yeah.
And look like $1 million. And
yeah, instead, for everyone to see all season long. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's like Forge, I don't know what the fuck you're waiting on. And I don't care that somebody else did it before you.
No, I think
art
honestly,
styles are different.
Yes.
So it's
every Canadian club should have an Indigenous.
The idea in theory is the same, it's not going to look like the others. It's going to look local. It's going to look reflective of the area in which you play. So, you know, go do that. But yeah, I just. On the one hand, it's good because it's progress, it's awareness, it just gets the issue out in front, and if it sparks dialogue, fantastic. If it just makes people aware, fantastic. But it always often feels like a bit tokenish, a bit you know, like this is what we're doing this week, like it's no different than, you know, cultural heritage night, whichever, you know, like I don't like it when it feels like that. I really don't like it for so many reasons. One, because it's gross, and two, because it seems insincere. It seems like pandering. I don't want pandering. I want gesture. I want legitimate gesture. And it could be a couple seasons tickets to a community, and it could be, we're going to go into the schools and train and, you know, interact with the kids and get them excited. It could be whatever, but like, you know, it needs money, it needs people, it needs energy, it needs commitment, and it needs sincerity. So it's hard to tell when it is, but like I said, I'll take a player's orange bootlaces over some of the gestures that have been done.
Fair.
Because at least they mean it.
Yeah, and again, agreed. I mean, there's only certain things that sort of players can do. Obviously, the CSA as a, you know, overarching organization throughout the country can do a lot more. And you know, hopefully this is a positive step to them. Yeah, they are actually going to be, you know, forcing people to be getting involved, and they're going to do that. Clubs can do things. Players can do what they can.
The form's pretty comprehensive. This is good. This is about like who wants to be involved and why. And that's good. This looks like they're casting a pretty wide net. And that is good. Although language preference, French or English, well, what if the language preference is Indigenous now? Official language is only for these sorts of things, I guess, but that's all right. All right. Anyways, look forward to seeing what they do with this. And we'll, you know, as things develop next year, because obviously this won't get started until next year. But yeah, a positive idea and plan in place. So we definitely celebrate that. Okay. Let us move forward to what's coming up. And we've got two things on here, but the big one is the first one. Poor TFC. We just cast them by the wayside, except for another draw or they play spoiler for the Tire Fire, but we'll come to that in a minute. But first up, Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So have a nap, drink some coffee. If, for those of you that aren't night owls, it's the Voyageurs Cup final, baby. Vancouver versus Vancouver. We got our wish.
Finally. Finally, one of the things we wanted.
One of the things, one of the comedy things we wanted.
I'd say we've got half of it. Yeah. I think the Seagulls still need to come through and complete the job.
Yes. Come on, Seagulls. Now, so this... You know, Seagulls have been having a nice, you know, again, only two, but doesn't matter. For them, that's tremendous. Plus their Voyageurs Cup form. So they've got some momentum. However, the last time the Whitecaps lost a match was the beginning of August. So there's that.
Oh, they're not even like the most unbeaten team in MLS. Because it's Dallas and Toronto. Yeah, fucking Dallas. We all forgot about them.
As we should.
But yeah, I want to forget them. But, they're the third hottest team in MLS? Big fucking deal. Did you know that Vancouver FC have won two of their last two games? Fucking
exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
And they drew the third one, which means they are equal. Science. Hashtag science.
And that's pretty inarguable. Solid, it just makes sense. Well done, Mark. You've laid it all out there.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I will argue with, however, is the CanPL's stats page. You know how hard it is to find like a good list of player stats so we can do player to watch. It's not good. I don't like it. You have to you sort, and then the sorting is alphabetical as opposed to numerical. I don't like it. Here, let me see if I can change it to attacking. Does that helps a bit? All these drop down menus. Nope, it's still alphabetical. That did not fucking help at all. I'm irritated, CanPL, with your website. Yeah. I hate that something that the MLS website does is preferable, and I like it more because the MLS website is also terrible. But in this one instance, in terms of accessing stats, in which all I want to know really is who scored the most goals for their team. I would like it in order numerically, like the MLS website does. And CanPL will not do this for me, and I'm irritated. So there. Anyway.
There.
Do this endless scrolling through the Seagulls. You know, like halfway through the list, you got to scroll all the way down to midway through the list to find Hugo and his six goals. And then who's got five? Nicholas Mosqueda. Oh, somebody else further down. Ndaya Pathé. Jesus. Oh, CanPL. Why do you make it so hard?
Yeah, I'm just reading can come from anywhere. That's the...
Basically, yeah. They just score from wherever they want.
The excitement of having to scroll through the entire list in whatever random
Vasco
fucking
Fry.
Order it is.
I'd forgotten his first name was Vasco. Vasco Fry.
If Vancouver doesn't have at least some kind of a of a banner that has Futurama Fry.
I know, right?
With the eyes half open, with something just, you know, don't know if I'm the real Fry or the fake Fry or something, just something like really, really cheesy. I like you guys are so far behind. But goals come from anywhere, so that's good. How are the Whitecaps going to be able to contain this much randomized firepower? I mean,
can you help?
Mm-hmm.
Did we even know David Norman was a junior? He's got a goal. He's a defender. I mean, mystery is all throughout this team.
I know. What is happening? What is even happening? Okay, that was weird.
My favorite player on here is Dominic Joseph. He's played one game and he's played 1 minute. Not to be outdone, he's got a pass percentage rating of 50%, which means he's touched the ball twice.
Amazing. As amazing. For,
like,
he's
the incredible stat taking that it was to note he got two touches.
The whole two touches.
Chef's kiss, guys. Well done.
How many goals does Taron Campbell have?
Three.
I mean, it's
shit.
Not...
He's also played about half of the number of minutes as a lot of the players. Like, he's only got 1,300 minutes.
Oh, that's fair.
It looks like he's been mostly used as a sub by the looks of things, but still three goals. Still probably takes photos like he's angry. I love him.
And then does anyone else score goals for the Whitecaps other than Brian White?
Thomas Muller does now.
Oh, good point. Oh, I literally forgot that he plays for them. Like, honestly and truly, I forgot.
That's because you live in Toronto, Kristen.
And I don't pay attention to the Whitecaps at all. All right. Is that who we're watching? Is Tommy Muller?
Oh, I'm scared of Brian White. Like, Tommy Muller is like he's good, but like,
you're not scared of Jaden Nelson and his floppy hair?
Oh, I mean, they're not playing Toronto, so no, I'm not.
Oh, good point. Good point. And what about
were Vancouver any good against like the CPL Brian Wright, whatever his name is?
Oh, we didn't have that chance, did we?
I mean, they can just like pretend, oh, it's this guy. But does Brian Wright score a whole bunch of goals against like the Seagulls this year? Would that actually backfire?
That's a good question.
Are they already traumatized by the name, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Too many Bryans.
Too many Bryans.
Too many Brian Wright.
Too many Bryans.
All right. Goal predictions for this one? Like, do we think the Seagulls have a chance?
Oh, God. It's such a marginal chance. Like I want a 1-0 Seagulls so bad. But
shots
it's going
to
be
27-2. Shots on goal, 15-1.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
1-0 Vancouver.
The Seagulls are going to score early, and then they're just going to be shitting themselves for 86 minutes. But we also know that it's probably going to be 3-0 before like 15 minutes. So
yeah, I know
for the Whitecaps, you know, what was the Disney-ish football kids peewee football movie with Rick Moranis as the head coach and his brother was played by Ed O'Neill and he was the coach of the other team. And the whole thing was like, you know,
no
one
idea.
Time I beat my brother up the hill. One time I did this. And it was always a whole, like, one time, just one time we can beat, you know, the bigger brother. The one time. It was like, and whenever this underdog thing happens, I think of that entire scene as literally the only part of the whole movie I really remember, because the rest of it was pretty throwaway. Even with
I
Rick
do
Moranis,
not remember at all.
No
idea, but can we make this analogy about Air Bud?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Airbud. People who are yelling it at home, yes, you're correct. That's the name of the movie.
That's exactly it. Yes, thank you for participating.
Yeah, say, no, well done. I heard you. I'm just not going to repeat it. I want to say you can tell us in person.
All right. I want anyway, actual goal predictions. What do we actually think is going to happen here? Do you want to do what we think is going to happen and what we want to happen?
Oh, well, what we want is a win, and I don't give a shit how. What's going to happen is going to be 5-1 for the White Caps.
It's a party called Little Giants, man.
Thank you, Little Giants. That makes sense.
This was a pointy ball football game. I thought you were talking about...
I should have put more of a football accent on it.
Yes.
That's on me.
All right. I think White Caps are going to win 4-1. I want the Seagulls to win 2-1.
Yeah, 3-1 Whitecaps. They go up early and they take their foot off the gas, and it's never remotely in doubt at all. But 3-1 in the end.
Mark?
Oh, I said 5-1.
Oh, you did say 5-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Look, I saw what they did to Hamilton, okay?
I saw what they did to Hamilton.
Vancouver, not the Seagulls are not Hamilton. They are so not Hamilton. They are very not Hamilton. So 5-1 is a generous, conservative scoreline.
Fair. That's fair. All right. Toronto playing Chicago in Chicago. Chicago have to play Miami? What? Oh, dear. Tomorrow night.
I mean, they've got...
Well, Miami's going to be mad, so, because they just got held by Toronto, so...
Well, I mean, Chicago's going to be mad because they're getting a draw, so, like... Like, oh, come for the one-pointer, everybody. Yeah. Three wings if Chicago gets exactly 1 point. Like, that's...
Right.
Like, you know, everybody, temporary expectations. I expect this D train to keep on chugga chugga chugging, and this team of D's are going to run a train in Chicago. I think that just made it the worst. Is that the worst?
That's the worst. Did you just say a train of D's?
That's the worst. I found the bottom, guys. If you guys need to talk about me, I can step away.
It's okay. We've all been involved in this, Mark.
You haven't
brought something out of left field like Kristen did with.
Oh my god!
The C word. Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Just looking at the standings, like basically, if Chicago effectively gets about a whole point and a half, the Red Bulls are out, which would make me happy because fuck them. But I still want draws, and I don't want them to get 1.5 points. I want them to just get 1 point. So, Chicago, you're going to have to qualify on somebody else's dime. We have a goal.
I mean, I can't argue with that. Duncan?
No, it's going to finish 1-1, obviously.
Right, sorry, I forgot who I was talking to.
No idea how or why or who's going to score or how the game's going to go. But, it'll finish 1-1. People will watch. People will wish they'd done something else with their time.
100%. I'm going to wonder why I didn't do something else. 1-0. Player to watch, the goalkeeper, because that's the difference between a 1-1 and something that isn't 1-1.
That seems reasonable.
Looking at you, Chris Brady. Don't get fancy. Now is not the time. I assume he's the keeper. He's the only one in the MLS roster that's got a different shirt on his neck.
Zinkenagel.
That sounds offensive.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's Danish too. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean. I just wanted to make it sound like I was offended by it.
Apparently, you really are super offended.
Ugh, fucking. You and your country with Lego and delicious hot dogs and Lego. Fuck. Anyway, I'm sticking with Chris Brady. Don't fuck it up.
Never mind. player to watch. It's not that just Zinchenko guy.
That's a fun name.
Sea Cups.
Who? What?
They have a player called Sea Cups.
Shut up. Nope, he's right. He's right. This is the dirtiest fucking episode we've ever done.
What about the D Cups?
Christopher Cups.
Oh, no. That's a train, Kristen. This is not.
Christopher Cups on the website.
Jesus
Sea Cups.
Christ. Oh, my God. This is.
He
this,
is a player to
this
watch.
Is, this is. I mean, does it need to be a player? I'd watch. Anyway, you know what? This is.
Okay, that was too far.
It's a good size. It's not too big, not too small. Just, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. They've said, I was reading his bio. He is a bit of a handful. So. He's a defender.
Okay.
He's just a terror.
Ooh, also, they've got Nasorio.
What?
Harold. Harold Osorio.
Really? What? Is there a relation?
No, can't. Born in San Salvador. But what I do like is that his profile photo is clearly from Chicago Fire 2, and it's a nicer shirt than Chicago Fire. I love when the reserve team's got a nicer shirt than the big boy team.
Agreed, agreed, agreed.
It brings me joy. Yeah, so yeah,
Well, like, remember the TFC2 shirt that we all wanted we could never get?
Yeah, I do remember that. It was because it was like nice and simple and over the plate and not gaudy and stupid. Like, didn't have one red fucking button on it and it was awesome. I think
That's
that was
the really basic red one that didn't have a sponsor.
Yes, that one.
Mm.
Wait, Duncan, did you get that one? No.
Yeah,
no.
That's one of the most expensive items of clothing I own. I had to buy it from someplace in the States, and Jesus fucking Christ, the amount of extra fucking duties and whatever I had to pay on that, it ended up being a really expensive shirt. But hey, it's a TFC shirt with no sponsor. That was the main thing.
I ended up getting, so I would say friend of the show, but he doesn't listen to the podcast. Alan, in his like infinite kit collecting and rating of various value villages, ended up with the sponsorless Benoit Cheruiyot kit.
Nice.
So and he like, do you want this? I'm like, yes. But what do you want for it? Because I know he paid money for it. He just gave it to me. So yeah, it's never gonna fit me. So it's gonna get put into a frame. But that is a perfect shirt. Like you own one of the most perfect shirts that Toronto has had. Because it has no sponsor and the pinstripes look sick.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so we're all agreed. 1-1.
Please.
C Cups is the player to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to look at watch C Cups? Just.
I mean, that seems reasonable to me.
Mm.
All right, let's keep this 1-1 train going. And
Joel Waldron plays for Chicago?
Yeah. Recent. I think that's a recent change. All right. Well, that is. That's the show for this week. We're full of positivity. We love the D train. And
filth. And utter
and filth.
Filth.
Yes, full of filth. This has been a very filthy show. It's true.
Holy shit.
It's probably one of the worst in a long time.
Oh, man. It's been ages since we did anything. This
VMP
D all over the place.
After dark. Yep. Really D all over the place.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, please join us next week when we, I don't know, we look back and see if there's even more D.
There's always
we'll
more
talk,
D.
There's always more D. We'll talk about the men's national team match. We will potentially celebrate a Seagulls Voyageurs Cup victory. I can dream. I can dream. And more. As always, I have been joined by these two fantastic gentlemen to be found on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Willie.
Stop.
God damn.
Stop saying that. out on the tweet machines at Kinder Mark with a K, not a Q. Mr. Mark Hinckley.
C word. Thanks to everybody who continues to support our podcast by listening or throwing in a tip in the tip jar in our Patreon. We absolutely appreciate it. And wouldn't it be nice if the seagulls could do the business? Just
literally, it's the dream.
You know what? Or you know what?
Are you changing your prediction outro?
To the universe. Universe, if you give Seagulls the Voyager's Cup, you can also take Forge's potential championship too. I will trade that for.
Wow.
I want comedy so bad. I'm willing to give up Forge glory to see the Whitecaps suffer to the crappiest team in the Canadian Premier
League.
That
is an incredible sacrifice, Mark. We appreciate
you are
that
all
so
welcome.
Much. Seriously.
And if it happens, then I'm obviously going back.
Then we all owe Mark.
No, but I also, but if like they do win, I'm going to be like, fucking yeah, Forge win the championship. Forge win the championship. Yes.
Fair.
I want to be greedy. So
I know. As for me, you can find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I've been your host, Kristen Knowles. And until next week, Canada, get used to it.